Many people dream about walking away from their stressful, high-level, fast-paced career. They quickly wake up and think there is no way they could ever do that. There are bills to pay, kids to feed, mortgage payments, car payments. There's no way you can make enough money and come close to maintaining your current lifestyle. Or can you? In this episode, we are going to hear from consultant and coach Amy Rasdow, who traded her corporate job for consulting and makes more money than most executives. She's been running her own multiple six-figure consulting business for more than 15 years and is the founder of Billable at the Beach. Amy has helped hundreds of people start their own successful consulting businesses through speaking, workshops, and various programs. And Amy's going to be here with us to share her story today and talk about why, how can you make more money as a consultant? You know, what is this all about? But before we get to that, hello, good afternoon, morning, or evening, wherever you may be, whenever you're listening to this episode. My name is Carolyn Owens, and I'm the host of Let's Coach. Now, Let's Coach is a show that brings the best from the coaching world for you to use in your everyday life, and we talk about what coaching can do for you. We bring you some great small business ideas and some good news stories, and stories about people who are paying it forward in their everyday lives. Now, when I'm not hosting the show, I serve to help you up-level your skills so you can up-level your income, your career, your business, or life. And I love to connect with our listeners, and I love to hear what you think about the show. So you can connect with me by visiting what I call my connection hub. So if you just go to carolyn360.com, you're going to find my social media links there, email address, website, everything you need to find out more about me and to connect with me. And if I encourage you, if you like the show and you don't want to miss an episode, because, hey, we've got some great shows lined up for you, go ahead and subscribe on your favorite listening platform. Now, joining us today on Let's Coach is Amy Rasdow. And as I said, she traded her corporate job for consulting more than 15 years ago and makes more money than most executives. And she works and plays every day. And she founded Billable at the Beach to liberate six-figure earners by helping them build six-figure consulting businesses. She is passionate about helping others find the freedom and flexibility to live the life of their dreams without sacrificing the career they spent so long building. Now let's give a warm Let's Coach welcome to Amy Rasdow. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you, Carolyn. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
So your story in and of itself, you walked away from your corporate job and you started your own consulting company. What led you to do this? How did you get started?
Well, I actually got started a little bit accidentally. So I left my corporate job more than 15 years ago, and it was a company that I was part of that was a startup. And it was going gangbusters like some startups do. And then we kind of hit a point where things took a dive quickly. And it became clear that we weren't going to be able to continue. So I actually, I was laid off, but I had the unique privilege, shall we say, of laying myself off. So I was the one that made the decision, you know, guess what? We really can't afford me anymore. Right. So at least it wasn't a surprise. I can say that. I knew it was coming, but I felt like I owed it to the company to make that decision so that they had a chance of continuing on. So I laid myself off. And at that time, I was at the executive level, and I was looking for my next executive job. So I started interviewing, but I was at a point in my career. I had reached a certain level of maturity that I had a lot of things that I really was looking for in my next role. I really cared a lot about the people that I would be working with, the team, the culture, the values, some of that kind of stuff was very important to me at that stage in my career. So, and as as an executive, you really put your, I mean, I always put my heart and soul, but you really put your heart and soul and you sacrifice a lot of your life to be an executive in a company. So I really wanted it to be a good fit. I really wanted to believe in the company. So I wanted to take my time and really interview the companies as much as they were interviewing me. So a little ways into this process, and there was a lot of good activity and interviews and things going on, but I really wanted to be careful. So this consulting project fell into my lap. It was 20 hours a week for 3 months, and I thought, oh, this is perfect because it brings in enough money that I feel really comfortable taking my time, and it still allows me time to be careful of this process. Well, Carolyn, I got 4 or 5 weeks into this consulting project, and I said, cancel the job search. I'm now a consultant, and I have never looked back.
Wow.
I love it.
And it's been 15 years.
Now, I will tell you, it's been 15 years. I have made a lot of mistakes. There have been a lot of bumps. It hasn't been perfect. But at the end of the day, I really love having my own consulting business.
One of the things I know a lot of people will confuse consulting and coaching. So to clarify, like before we really dive into the consulting world, what's the difference from your perspective?
Yeah, so I'm not sure I have the perfect answer to that question, but it's one that I think about a lot. And as a consultant, I am typically working with larger companies and corporations. It doesn't have to be so big. I often work with startups, but a company, a corporation, and I'm going in there. I am putting in place things that they're going to do, but I also am digging in there and doing it with them. So I think in a coach, your job is to present the framework and the ideas and to clear roadblocks and do all of those things, but you don't actually do the work. The person or organization that you're working with, they have to do all the work. You're going to do everything you can, whereas a consultant, it's a little bit more of a combination. Consultants actually dig in and do some of the work, not just expect the company to do it on their own, dig in. I will say, though, that in some ways there's a similarity. I believe in both cases, it's really important to have the fundamental belief that eventually our job as consultants and coaches is to move on, right? It's not our job to make ourselves indispensable forever to our coaching clients or our consulting clients. Our job is to get everything working and humming and processes and roadblocks cleared so that in either case, they can go ahead and move on and we move to our next project. So I think that's an important similarity. And I know that you also do coaching, so I'm wondering what you think about my thoughts and what your view of that is.
How did I know you were going to do that? So when I look at the difference, one of the major differences I see is that a coach should not really provide advice, where consulting can, because you're actually looking, you're doing more than you can do analysis. You can look at some of the perspectives and things and really advise them and make, you know, clear cut recommendations and offer the best options. Where a coach, we look for the answers within the individual, not giving advice, but the two do cross, where there are some consultants who do coaching and some coaches who do consulting. I do training for a lot of different organizations and government agencies, and in doing that, I'm really giving experience and kind of talking about, you know, circumstances and things that can happen in that office environment. And so that kind of is more the training perspective, really educating, bringing in experience there. Where with in the coaching side, we do go through some of those things as well. But really, the coach should not be offering the advice and dwelling so much on past what happened in the past, because our goal is to move you forward and to help you achieve those goals.
And
I know that's, but it's really becoming, I mean, because I think that supervisors, leaders, they all have some coaching elements that they need to bring out to serve their employees the best, too. But
For sure.
A lot of people.
Absolutely.
With the work you do and, you know, the consulting, and you get a lot of great contracts and things that you work on. And people think it is so hard to get started. But I know you say it's easier than you think. So what does someone need to do to get started in this world of consulting?
So here's what's one of the great things about consulting is it's very easy to get started. Here's what you need. And spoiler alert, you already have everything. You need a phone, a computer, brain power, and business experience. Four things. So since we're in an electronic world, and especially during, you know, this pandemic, most people have some type of device that they can work on. So we know that we have some type of connectivity. I'll tell you, the brain power piece occasionally feels a little bit challenged, especially during these times, right, when there are so many other distractions and fears and things to worry about. But and as far as business experience, I really enjoy speaking. I miss speaking in front of live audiences right now. That's something that really brings me a lot of pleasure and joy and satisfaction. So I happen to live in San Diego. We have lots of colleges here. And so I speak at some local universities sometimes. So in terms of business experience, starting your very own consulting business fresh out of college is probably not going to work because you need that experience. And in the realm of experience, what I like to do as a consultant and what I now teach people to do as they build their own consulting businesses is I want you to be a superhero with a superpower making super pay. That's the job of a consultant.
I think that caught everybody's attention when you just said super pay. I think, you know, when people get...
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, being a superhero with a superpower making super pay, of course, the super pay, it's also super fun. Who doesn't want to be a superhero, right?
That's where but some of the challenge comes in, because people will stress out over, okay, it sounds great, but then what can I consult on? You know, what are those ideas or things? Is they thinking, I have only worked at this corporation, or, you know, what can I really do in this consulting world?
Yes, and that sometimes can be tricky. But what's interesting, Carolyn, is I have most people have more trouble narrowing it down from their broad skill set rather than figuring out the one thing, interestingly enough. And you may not be thinking, but what you're going to do as a consultant in my world, realizing there are many different types of consultants, and the people that I work with in helping them build their consulting business, they really are corporate folks that have a significant amount of corporate experience. And by that I'm talking about 5, 10, 15 years or more of corporate experience. So you have something really to offer, because when another company hires a consultant, they really are looking for someone who can come in, hit the ground running, and start contributing immediately. So it's going to be an area where you already have deep expertise, where you're a subject matter expert. And a lot of what you're going to be doing is very similar to what you've done in your corporate job, only on a consulting basis. And we'll, you know, talk later about all the great pieces of that. But really, your superpower is what it's always been. And a great way to discover that is to start to put together a little description of what you think your services might be. Someone might refer to this in a classic marketing sense as a value proposition or an elevator pitch. And the idea, of course, of an elevator pitch is that you can give it in the time that it takes to travel to the eighth floor. So it's short, it's punchy, it's a hook that gets somebody. Start to put that together for yourself, and then I have a process that I like to teach people to really hone in on this. First, just get something down that you want to work with. This is not the time to be perfect, right? Get it down, just get something rough, and then call on a few of your business friends or business colleagues to really act as what I call customer proxies. So say, hey, I'm thinking about going out on my own to start my own consulting business. You've worked with me before. Here's what I'm thinking. What do you think? And you will get back amazing input from other people. It's so hard to be short and punchy about yourself because you have so much to say about yourself. Someone else can really distill you down into these great punchy bullet points. So what I have people do is get something down and go through a couple of iteration processes with their business colleagues to really hone in and then start using that to reach out.
Yeah,
so
and
that's the hardest part. It's easier than you think.
I have a military background, and you know, a lot of my peers served in the military, and I think this also kind of applies to the skills and things that we learn that we can go into consulting businesses as well. There was an individual, happened to be a female, who loved, you know, working with the guns and everything, and she ended up, that's what she did. She went around giving presentations and workshops for different businesses about guns. And she's done very, very well, very successful. But she was able to take the best part, the passion that she had, and turn it into a business. And I think that's so, although we're not per se in a traditional corporate office, a lot of the skill sets carry over in that arena in the consulting world. So for you, what was the most important strategy that you used when you were starting to build your business? Oh, before I ask that, let me back up for a second. You know, I was thinking about something, and when transitioning from corporate to, you know, doing your own thing, starting your own business, did you have a lot of, you know, people who were telling you, what are you doing? Oh my God, are you really going to do this? Did you run into that resistance?
I for sure did. Now, I didn't broadcast, and of course, the very first project I really thought was going to be a stopgap until I found my next, you know, dreamy executive spot. When I did decide to stay there, yes, I think there were some people that thought I was crazy, and it's something now that I help people that people really struggle with. I think two things that I think people sort of misconceptions or myths about starting your own consulting business, two things. One is I think a lot of people feel like it's kind of a cop-out on their career path. They have all of this education, experience. They've worked so hard to get where they got. I think they feel like it's jumping off their career ladder, and it's not. And here is why. When I work with my consulting client companies now, there's a certain mystique about being a consultant, and there's a certain phenomenon where if they bring you in as a superhero, they're paying you good money, they're probably going to do what you say. I remember telling my dad many years ago, I said, Dad, I have to be careful what I tell them because now they do it. Because when you're a corporate employee, they don't always do it. And sometimes it can be frustrating because you're sitting there kind of in a mid-level management position thinking, I've told them this. This is the same time I've said this. I know that I came to a point at a company where it was the annual strategic planning process, and I got out the same slides that I had presented. This was the fifth time. I was presenting the same recommendation. And I thought, maybe it's time for me to move on to where someone will listen to me. So there's a huge amount of satisfaction because you really have so much impact. So it's a career upgrade, not a downgrade. And I think a lot of people don't realize that I make more money now as an independent consultant than I did as a corporate executive. No, I was not a corporate executive of Facebook. You know, I was a half a billion dollar company, not a $10 billion company. But you can make as much or more as you are making in your corporate job. It does not have to be a career sacrifice or a pay sacrifice.
And there's so many other benefits that come with that. Not just, you know,
oh my goodness.
You're controlling your schedule. What were some of the benefits you found for you when you transitioned?
I get to pick where I work, what kinds of projects I do, how I work, who I work with. What hours I work. So something I like to do, Carolyn, is I like to work and play every day. So I almost never, so for me, and the important thing about this is that it can be whatever you want. So for me, I don't feel a big need to take the whole weekend off or even to go on vacation and take a whole vacation off. So when my kids were really small and still napping, we would maybe go on vacation. We live on the West Coast. We'd go on vacation to Hawaii for a week. You know, I'd put the kids down for their afternoon nap. My husband would go surf. And the kids were sleeping. I'd pull out my computer and work for a couple hours, make some money, do some work. That was what I wanted to do. Now, if that idea horrifies you, you can go on vacation and leave your computer at home. You get to decide what all of that stuff looks like. Now, I will say that I don't explain, right now I'm explaining it in a me-centric way, the benefits to me. I explain all of these things as benefits to my client, right? So you can turn all of your lifestyle sort of requirements into client benefits. That's what's wonderful about this. You can create the way that you want it to work. And I love that.
It's that independence, that freedom, where you at the same time can enjoy life while you're going through the journey.
It's huge. So, and again, it's whatever that means to you. I have still school age kids, but to some of your listeners, that might mean, you mean I can finally train for that marathon. Or I can play golf. I can play golf every morning. Or I can take my boys on that fishing trip that I've been waiting for all these years. Or for me, I'm a dancer in one of my lives. So professional level dance classes are at 10 in the morning because dancers perform at night. It's not like yoga where you can take it at 6. So if you're working a corporate job where you have to be there from 9 to 5, now I used to. I would set up my office, and I would make it look like I was just away in a conference room for a meeting, and I would sneak off and take dance classes and then come back. But I couldn't do that every day, right? And so all of those things now I can define. You know, for me that means I can go on every school field trip when the day comes that we have school field trips again. It's whatever that means. And so, and then also from a career standpoint, if I work with a client who is difficult and I don't really want to work with them again, now I'm not going to tell anybody I thought they were difficult because the world is small, but the next time they call, I can say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I just don't have any opening. I am fully booked for the next 18 months. Let me refer you to somebody else.
You can really see who do you want to work with, who's going to be a best fit, how does it fit into your schedule. But you have, you know, built this business, and you now teach other people to do the same thing. For you, what was that most important strategy for getting started, for getting your business built?
Yeah, so the getting started, we're coming back to that. The first step I already talked about, and that is, what is it that you're going to offer? What mm-hmm. services are you going to offer? And we talked a little bit about that. So that's the first step. The second step is, you want to let everyone that you know, everyone in your network, know that now you're doing consulting work and you're available. So when someone that knows you and has worked with you in the past and knows how brilliant you are, when they hear that you're available for consulting, they are going to be thrilled. So a lot of people have the mistaken idea that, oh, I'm selling, I'm imposing on people. No, do you remember a time when you've been sitting there buried in work thinking, I wish someone could help me with this, but how would I even figure out who that would be? And an email comes across from someone that you know, that you've worked with, that happens to match your need, you would be so happy, right? You really owe it to the world to offer your services and make yourself available. You're not imposing, you're helping people. So that's the way you need to look at it. Now, what I say for the second step is, make that list of people that you're going to tell. Now, some people are cringing when they said, there are some people out there who say, oh, that's easy, I have 1,000 people in my LinkedIn contacts. But there will be going to be others that are thinking, oh, I can't do that. What is that? Now, I'm an engineer by background, and I'm an odd combination of engineer and performing arts. So I like to say that I'm an introverted performer, right? I'm completely comfortable on the stage, but my personality is really more introverted, which is an odd combination. So since I'm an engineer by background, in my Billable at the Beach program, I attract a lot of engineers because I have that technical affinity.
Yes.
So those people, of course, this is a stereotype, but they're not necessarily the most outgoing people on the face of the earth always. And everyone can come up with at least 100 people in your list. It's all the people that you've worked with in the past. It's family friends. It's friends of, if you have school-age children, it's other parents at school. If you're lucky enough to still have your parents, it might be friends of your parents. And it's your estate attorney and your CPA, even your car mechanic. You don't want to be obnoxious about it, but you want to let them all know, hey, guess what? I'm available now. So then you reach out and you let all those people know that you're available. So I actually call this process my 3 action steps to generate revenue now. I've been teaching it to hundreds of people over the last 12 years that I've had Billable at the Beach. So you first put together what you're going to sell, your elevator pitch. You make your list of people to tell, and then you reach out and tell them. And what this is really is, it's hot lead generation. So you're going to reach out to all these people quickly, probably through a quick email. And what you're looking for, all of these people already know you a little bit. So they already know who you are and they know that you're brilliant. You also are looking for someone who has a project that's appropriate for your skills, because if I'm a marketing person and you need help in finance, it's not going to be a match. So someone who has a project that's appropriate for your skills and the budget to pay for it. So this little 3-step process, which is pretty simple, I have learned through so many people doing it that on average, now my data is not from a global pandemic, right? I don't know, that might tweak it a little bit if you do it right this minute, that on average, for every 100 people that you reach out to, you will get back 3 to 5 people who will say, you know what, Amy, let's talk because I think I might have something for you. And out of those 3 to 5, odds are you're going to close 1 or 2 of those projects. And you, if you really get serious and do this, and you can hear it's a simple process, I have seen many people start doing billable work within a couple weeks of implementing this process. It's a very quick and easy way to get started, because you're starting out with the people who already know you.
Even if you've been in business for a little while, it still seems like it's a good method to generate additional, you know, sales by reaching out to people. You may, they, how often do family and friends, they don't really know what you do, you know, so it's kind of like, hey, I'm doing this and I'm looking for that. Like actually, you know, making that list even now, because you've met more people, there's, you know, reaching out and really growing your business. But you, you know, you had just said in a couple of weeks you would, could be, you know, billing and making an income. But oftentimes
and
you will hear, you hear coaches or marketing executives and people say, well, when you get started, you got to do it for free first. You've got to get yourself out there, you know, give it away, give it away. What's your take on that?
Never work for free, period. Do you want to ask me how I really feel? Never work for free. Don't do it.
So what? Why do you say that? Because I know so often people will hear, and I hear this from a lot of coaches when they're getting started, you know, you've got to give it away for a while, you know, and then you can start charging.
No, because you are a superhero with a superpower, and I don't care if you have never done a consulting project, what you consider a consulting project in your life, you have been doing this work for a long time, whether that's 3 years or 30 years. You really are an expert at what you do, and you have figured that out. And many people have to narrow down to, because they're an expert in so many different things. So why would you do that for free? And there's two big problems with that. Actually, there's many problems. I'll try to narrow it down to two. And that is, so let's just take it. Let's take the assumption that we really are all in business to serve our clients. And we really are, because if we don't serve our clients, eventually we won't have a business. So at the bottom line, we really have to serve our clients. If a client is not paying you for your advice, how likely is it that they're going to do what you say? Whether it's coaching or consulting, whether you're giving advice or setting the stage. And so I like to tell just a quick little story. I mentioned that I'm a dancer in one of my lives. So as an ongoing dancer, I ask a lot of my body. So there's a certain amount of upkeep that's required, like you have to change the tires on your cars and get a new battery. I do occasional physical therapy for different things, whether it's an injury or just a thing that's, you know, bothering me that I'm getting tuned up. So I sometimes work with a woman who doesn't take insurance, and so I pay her $100 an hour to help get me, work with me for 6 or 8 hours to get me on a program to fix whatever ailment I might have. Mm-hmm. If I do physical therapy through my insurance, maybe I'm making a $10 copay. This, I'm paying $100 an hour. Carolyn, do you think I do the exercises that she gives me? Yes, I do.
I think you do that and more.
Right?
Yes.
And so
yes.
That same little story really applies to your clients. And then here's another thing. Now, I work with I live in San Diego. The work that I do I'm a Silicon kid. I grew up in Silicon Valley. I've always had my fingers in technology startup companies. So startup companies don't have a lot of money. If they can get you for free, they really want to. But here's a very interesting experience that I've had as a consultant. I sometimes go into a company and they've got some people working for free and they kind of are talking to me. As soon as they raise that next round of money, they hire me. And they pay me, and the person that's been sitting there working for free is thinking, oh, as soon as they get that next round of money, then they're going to start paying me. You know what, Carolyn, they don't. They bring me in. I don't work for free. That guy has already demonstrated that he'll work for free. why should they pay him now? So you really cause a lot of problems if you work for free. I'm not saying that you don't ever have a conversation. I'm not saying that you don't get together with a business colleague over a cup of coffee and talk about business ideas. You have to have some conversations in the selling process, but don't ever do real work that you should be paid for free. You don't need to.
And so I do hope people are taking that in, because that's contrary to a lot of advice that they're given. And they will go out, well, they refer to it as a sample. I'll work with you for a couple weeks or a month. And as you said, they don't get hired. And a lot of times when people don't show up when it's free. You know, they're kind of like, okay. They're not as vested in it. But when they have that financial commitment, they become vested in it. And I think that's where you see when people think also, you had mentioned that you can make more money as a consultant than you did in your corporate job. But if you're giving it away for free and you're doing, consulting for free here, you're not going to make the money.
Well, and just put yourself in the decision maker's shoes. So let's say that you're in a company and you're looking for consultants, and you have a couple of different people, and one person says, well, yeah, I'll come in and I'll do it for a month for free, or I'll do this level, for free. And you have another person who says, and you say, hey, this person over here said they do the first few weeks for free. And you look at them and you say, you know what, I'm sorry. I'm a professional. I would love to work with you, but I don't do it for free. This is my profession. I take it seriously. I'm not a volunteer. I don't do it for free. What would you be thinking? You would be thinking, wow, they don't do it for free. They must really be good. They must be in demand. They must be successful. Who do you want working on your mission critical project?
That's the person. But,
the one who
part
doesn't
of
work
this
for free.
Yes. You've got to be empowered to say no and walk away. This is about your worth as well, being able to charge. You have the experience. You've done the work for all of these years in your corporate environment, in the military, and being able to charge what you're worth. You go from like, all right, I'm not going to do it for free, but now I had to figure out that I actually have value here that I can charge. And I think that's somewhere else people get stuck, is knowing that they do have this value that they're contributing.
So the reason that people work for free and the reason that people don't charge what they're worth is fear. They are afraid that other people don't think they're worth it. And, Carolyn, some of these mistakes that I talk about, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've been teaching it for a long time. I have made all of these mistakes. That's how I know about these mistakes. Once I finally started charging what I was worth, and I would just look my prospect in the eye and I would say it, no one ever batted an eye. So what I was afraid of, that someone would look at me and say, oh, my gosh, Amy, are you crazy? I would never pay you that. Well, first of all, if somebody does say that, thank you very much. You're not someone that I would want to work with, right? but my experience, Carolyn, nobody ever batted an eye. And I thought, oh, my gosh, all that money I left on the table.
Yes.
Right? Because I'm experienced and I'm smart and I'm good at what I do. And I tell people too, I do sometimes work with people who are at a point where they're leaving their corporate job because they're retiring, but they're not ready. They're ready to leave the 9-to-5 grind, but they're not ready to stop doing what they do. So they start their own consulting business, and maybe they're not looking to work full time, but they still really want to use their expertise. So sometimes I talk to someone and they say, well, you know, I don't really need to make all that money. And I say, well, you're not doing anyone any favors if you undercharge. So charge what you're worth. Your time is precious. And if you have some money to spare, then you decide who to give it to. You don't need to give it to Pfizer. Pfizer is a thriving company. They're making good money. Don't undercharge Pfizer. Take that money and give it to the food bank or whatever organization you determine can really benefit and be served with that money. You decide that. You make the decision. You get the joy in doing that if you have money to spare. So no matter what your circumstances, you should always make it. And your time is precious. So sometimes I talk to people who are, I like to say that they've been liberated, not laid off. So they've been liberated from their current job, which sometimes I know that it's hard and scary. So I don't really want to make light of that, especially right now. But there is a sense of liberation. And now it's up to you to figure out your next thing. Your time is precious. You could be spending it on your job search. You could be doing some project work. You could be spending it on your life with your loved ones or your hobbies or your passions. I'm a really big believer that time is our only truly finite resource. No matter how hard I try, Carolyn, and believe me, I try, I can't make more than 24 hours a day. So you have to be careful and mindful about how you spend those hours. You know, don't waste them if you can avoid it. And of course, I waste time just like everybody does. But I try to think about that. So if you're spending that time working, you should be compensated for it. You're an expert at what you do.
Yeah. In implementing the three steps that you talked about, where you're building the list, you're reaching out to people, and now you have these consulting gigs coming in. You're doing the work. You're making an income. It's like you're on this high, and boom, there's a crash. And you're not having that income coming in. How do you try to avoid that? What's something you do? I think you have a phrase for this.
Yes, never let a day go by without doing something toward networking, marketing, and business development.
So there's even, because you do, you work and you have fun. So and you still can play and work, and still every day you're doing something that's going to grow and build your business, even now, years
yes.
later.
Every single day. So this is, we've been talking about how great it is. Some of the pieces are hard. So here's how it works if you're a consultant. No check goes into my bank account unless I go out and win the business. So we're audio today. We don't have the benefits of visual. I really like to do this on a live stage, but I'm going to try and paint the picture anyhow. Here's what it looks like.
Okay.
I get out the binoculars. I climb to the top of the mountain. I scout the herd. I hunt it, kill it, cook it, eat it, and throw away the bones. It's all up to me. Mm-hmm. And I laugh a little bit because I happen to be a longtime vegetarian. But I picture myself climbing this mountain over a sea of great woolly mammoths, and I'm trying to land the big one. But you really, there's no way to avoid the business development piece. I like to think of business development as an engine, and you have to constantly keep your foot partway on the gas. And you mentioned a little bit earlier, Carolyn, when I talked about my three action steps to generate revenue now, that would be good to do further along. And absolutely. So I teach that for people to get started. And then in my own business, and I recommend this to people building their business, I do that exact same process every quarter. So every quarter for 15 years, I follow that exact same process because people forget. Even people who know you, I've sometimes been sitting there and somebody says, hey, Amy, I need a really good marketing person to do this thing. And I have this huge network of consultants, and I think, Now, who do I know? And if someone has been keeping in touch with me once a quarter, I have people that I met 5 years ago who say, oh, Amy, thanks for reaching out. I haven't even thought of you in 3 years, but I have this thing, this project, and you would be perfect. Can we talk? That's what it does. Hot leads.
So keeping every, it's something you do every quarter. And that's a great, it's not a difficult strategy to implement. Regardless of the size of your business, is being able to keep that communication line open, staying visible, constantly networking. But it's a more of a, and it, the way you've described it, it's not a big investment. It's really time that you're investing in your business to grow it.
No, it's really simple. And one of the great things about consulting is that they're really, and I really like to teach people too. So it can be overwhelming to think of the idea of starting a business. So if the idea of starting a business is energizing and exciting and you love it, fantastic. I'm all in. But if you're like 90% of us and that thought is overwhelming, don't think of it like starting a business. All I want you to do is land a project and get a check in the bank. Now, eventually you need a website and a logo and professional photos and incorporations and all this stuff. But right at the beginning, I'm a very practical person, Carolyn. I want you to just start generating revenue because that's really why we work, is to make money. My long-term career goal is to be a philanthropist, you know, so I'm hoping to shift that someday. But for now, I still need to make money because I have kids in school and bills to pay and all of that mundane practical stuff. So I have people start out really practically. And then all those business building things, they absolutely need to be done at some point. And then once you have some money coming in, then comes confidence and that fear of charging what you're worth. You feel good about it. But even now, more than 15 years in, never let a day go by without doing something, networking, marketing, and business development. And so many people make the mistake. You fill up your capacity and you think, oh, thank goodness. Now I'm just going to head down, do the billable work, and I can leave all that awful networking stuff to a later date. But if you do that, your pipeline will die. And 9 months down the road, you will be dead.
And it's keeping yourself out there. People will still know who you are. I know sometimes I reach capacity with my coaching clients, but I still, you know, put my face out there, network and things, because eventually somebody's going to, you know, not be there anymore. Because as we said in the beginning, coaching and consulting, if we're not staying as a permanent part of any company, we're there for a season. You know, so eventually will rotate new in. But if they don't know who you are, where to find you, and that you still exist, you know, then it will, that pipeline will dry up. But you are also, you know, realistic when you're working with your clients, and you've shared and talked about, you know, that there are great things that and benefits about being a consultant, from the freedom and flexibility, and you can work anywhere you want to, the hours you want to. But there's the opposite of that, and I like the fact that you are transparent with the people you work with about this, that there's some downsides to being a consultant that people don't think about. What are some of those things?
Well, the biggest, hardest one is no check goes into my bank account unless I go out and win the business. And I think a lot of people who are in corporate jobs, and one of the things that I do speaking-wise is I speak every month and have for more than 10 years to an outplacement services firm. So a firm that when people are liberated from their corporate jobs, they get services to help them refine their resume and polish their interviewing skills. So every month I have the opportunity to be in front of a group of people who have just been liberated from corporate jobs. So I really think about that a lot. And so I'm reminded every month that some of us in our corporate jobs, we really think that we have this security and stability. But every month I'm reminded that any of us can walk into our corporate jobs or dial into our corporate jobs, internet live, Zoom in right now. I guess I'm dating myself by saying dial in, right? It would be Zoom in right now. Yes, I've just exposed myself there. Zooming in. And our job can be eliminated, and we don't always know. I speak every month at this outplacement services firm, and a couple of years ago, I was working with a client, and I do most of my work remotely, but a lot of times I'll have a weekly team meeting. So I had just been there on Wednesday for a weekly team meeting, and on Monday I did my speaking thing, and in walks a woman who had been at my weekly meeting on Wednesday. And I tried not to look surprised, but I'm sure that my facial expression was kind of like, what are you doing here? And she said, she came up to me afterwards and she said, you know what? I walked in on Friday. There was one job in the whole company eliminated. I had no idea it was coming. I would never have imagined it was me, but my job was eliminated and here I am. So that can happen. So I was just talking to somebody a couple of days ago and I said, I think the idea of stability is a concept that perhaps we all just need to let go of. And what you need to do instead is own your own path. Never let a day go by without doing something toward networking, marketing, business development. So you're committed to that path. And honestly, for any of our listeners out there who are listening to this and thinking, oh, maybe I'll do this at some point, maybe I will never do that, who are working those corporate jobs, if you love your corporate job, then I think that's fantastic. But I still want you to take this concept, and I want you to do some work maintaining your network. And that's just a fancy word for saying your friends, your colleagues, the people that you stayed in touch with, expend a little bit of time, because at the end of the day, all business is relationships. Even if I have a clogged drain, which I had yesterday, I don't look on the internet. I ask my neighbor, hey, I have a clogged drain. Do you have a good drain unclogger? You know, it's all about relationships and referrals, right? Everything is. So to the extent that you can maintain those relationships through staying in touch in some way, then even for our people who are going to stay in their jobs and not start their own business, maintaining that helps you get your next job when the time comes that you need to do that. So all of us should be doing these things.
So right now, so depending on when our listeners are hearing this episode and when they're listening to it, right now we're still on this back end of the whole COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. And, you know, right as we're still going through this, is it a good time to start a consulting business?
So I say yes. Now, I have never experienced, as very few of us have, a global pandemic. I did, however, survive the Great Recession of 2008 with my consulting business. Mm-hmm. So what we saw as the recovery kicked in, and it depends what segment of the economy that you're really a superhero in. But we are seeing some segments that have stayed strong. We're seeing some that are going to kick back in. We have the vaccine on the horizon now. So I think most people believe that there is some end point. Where the end point is, I think, depends on your industry sector. But what you see in this type of recovery, I predict that it's going to be similar to the recovery from the Great Recession of 2008. And that is, as companies really kick into gear and start recovering, they need more now than ever before people who can really come in and contribute immediately. They don't have 3 or 6 or 9 months to train people and onboard them and get them up to speed. So they're going to be allocating a certain amount of their energy and resources to doing that. At the same time, they really need a superhero with superpowers to come in and really contribute their expertise immediately. So I think getting started now, reaching out, letting people know what you're doing in the ways that I've described, I think now is the perfect time to set the stage. So what I see over my 10-year history of teaching these three action steps is that you really can be billable within 2 weeks. It's possible right now, depending on your industry sector, that it's going to take a little bit longer. So if you're someone out there who's excited about this and gives it a try and it doesn't work, the perfect 2 weeks, try it again a couple of more times. And as your sector hits that rapid recovery, then you'll start to see it take off, because capital markets and there's a lot of money, there's low interest rates, there's a lot of the world is set, I believe, for a very rapid recovery. And they are going to, the people out there are going to need quick experts. And while all of this has been happening, we've already been seeing a flight of the baby boomers leaving the market. The baby boomers are leaving the market at a faster rate than they can be replaced. I suspect that when we come out of the other end of this pandemic, we're going to see that we saw an even bigger chunk of those baby boomers who aren't going to come back. So between that, layered with good capital markets, low interest rates, rapid recovery, I really think that we are coming up on a place where consulting is going to just take off like we have never before seen.
So it's actually a perfect time to get started. But, you know, this is, I love this question that has come up, and it often comes up, because you describe it, it's not as difficult as people make it. It may make it seem. There's a lot of people who will do a lot of, you know, tricks to try to pull you in and charge you tons of money, and you don't grow. You don't do anything. So why would someone, you know, want to work with you? What can someone learn from you that they can't figure out on their own?
So I love it when people ask me that question, because what can you learn that you couldn't learn on your own? Absolutely nothing. You are smart, you're talented, you're a subject matter expert, you're a superhero, but it's taken me 15 years to get where I am. I can help you avoid the pit. I can help you avoid the things that waste time. I can give you the benefit of all of the mistakes that I have made. I can save you that blood, sweat, and tears and really ramp you into it faster to make sure the activities that you are choosing give you direct contributions to revenue. I can help you figure out all the noise of people that may be telling you what to do, what's really going to impact, what's really not. What do you need to do right now? What should you wait on? Mm-hmm. All of those types of things. I can help you really ramp up and get there faster and end up, unlike the mistakes that I make, end up with more money in your bank account at the end of the day sooner than you would otherwise. But you're smart, and I have every confidence that you can do it.
And I will say, I haven't, okay, I've got to admit, I've read every blog article you've written. I have looked at other stuff you've done. And I said to myself, man, if I would have known you when I first got started, I would have took a shorter, different path. Because there were a lot of different things that were unnecessary. Like I've made some of the mistakes as well. Some of the things I didn't need, or, you know, that were, oh, you got to do this and you got to do that. But you've made it such a easy to understand, simple way to achieve success, and, you know, making income rather quickly and then continuing to grow and build up from there. You know, and I think that is what makes all the difference. You can save a lot of people a lot of time. And so
you
have billable at the beach, but there's also billable with baby.
Yeah, so billable with baby is billable at the beach's baby sister. And so that is really, it's a brand. It does the same thing, but it's focused on corporate working mothers. Mm-hmm. And I like to say, don't lean in, walk out, and serve it back to them on a silver platter at twice the price.
And it can be done. I built my business as a single parent, and so it can be done. So you have, and you've talked about the three steps, and it's actually you have a free email course that walks through these action steps. How can people get that course?
Yes. So if you are intrigued by this idea of these three action steps, but you weren't able to capture it all because you're listening while you're driving your car or whatever it might be, on my website, Billable at the Beach, is a free email course which goes deeper into these and really tells you how to implement these three action steps to generate revenue now. And you can find that at billableatthebeach.com. It will jump out at you. So if you just search Billable and Beach, you'll find my website, and that will pop right out at you. And I would love to have you jump in and get started.
Mm-hmm. And I would say if you follow the steps in the email course, you can get a consultant a gig rather quickly. So definitely check it out. And, you know, Amy, you walked away from your corporate job. Well, you were laid off. And you laid yourself off. And to do that, you know, but and then instead of going back into that, you stepped out and you created your consulting business. And that's now been 15 years ago. You've been very successful, six-figure business. And why do you continue to still serve as a consultant?
Because I really enjoy helping my clients. I enjoy the money. And now with Billable at the Beach, which I'm spending a lot more time now on Billable at the Beach than still consulting with corporate clients. I really want people to know that it's easier than they think to start their own consulting business, that they really can jump into it and get started, and that all of you out there, if you want to, you really can live the life you deserve. So I really love being able to spread that to all of you who are out there. For whatever reason that you decide that's important, all of you really can do it. And I'm such a practical person that one of my superpowers is being able to distill that down into small bites that each person can just take step by step by step. And all of a sudden you get to the end of it and you've built a six-figure business. So I really love being able to do that.
And so you've mentioned the website. If you can just mention again, so because your contact information, everything is contained there on your website. So I want to make sure they get it. Can you mention again?
Yes, thank you. It's billableatthebeach.com. And you will find the free course, lots of great articles which give other advice. And then, of course, I have other programs that people can engage in to build their businesses as they move along.
It's great. It's definitely, guys, I encourage our listeners, if you are thinking about becoming a consultant, you definitely want to. This is a great place to start. You definitely want to check it out and see the courses there. You know, Amy has done the work. She's been there, done that, and has created a successful business, and now she teaches you how to do that. So definitely check it out. So I always like to end the show asking this question, and so you have 30 seconds to leave a message with our audience. What's that key takeaway that you want to leave them with?
What I want to leave you with today is my kind of credo that I like to live with and live by every day, and it guides what I do in my business, and that is never compromise your ethics, integrity, or the quality of your work.
I love that. I love that. You don't. Oh, I know there's a story about. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, at the end of the day, whether you're in a corporate job or consulting or any of your belief systems, all you have at the end of the day is yourself. So don't compromise yourself to get ahead, right? Don't ever do that.
I'm sitting here like shaking my head in agreement and smiling as you say that, because so I've seen people do that. And the end result isn't good. So definitely don't compromise yourself and stand on, you know, that integrity. But I do thank
Absolutely.
You so much for being a guest here on Let's Coach. This is a lot of fun. I mean, I'm thinking of things that I can do each quarter now to kind of keep myself moving forward every year for my own business. And I know our listeners got some great information here. They definitely need to check out the free email course and definitely reach out to you if they're wanting to become a consultant. So, Amy, thank you so much for joining us today, talking about billable at the beach and billable baby, billable with baby. So I thank you so much for being here and being a guest on Let's Coach with Carolyn. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. I've really enjoyed our conversation today. Thank you so much for having me.
And for our listeners out there, I thank you as well for joining us for another exciting episode of Let's Coach. So I want you, until next time, please stay safe out there. And remember, if it ain't broke, make it better. Have an awesome, blessed week, everyone. Bye-bye.